Hello, it's Lisa and Lauren from Artists Moving, and guess what? We're still here, right?
We are still here. This is year 15 together, collaborating together. And that's the question we wanted to talk about today. Why are we still doing this? Why are we still Art is Moving? Tell me, Lisa.
Tell me.
Tell
It's our relationship, obviously. It's the synergy between our two personalities. We came together in 2008-ish on a mission to get art in the hands of all people, I think. And we, at that moment in time, art was very exclusive. There was no science. I don't even know if there was science at that time behind art. Like now, if you look up the benefits of art, it's everywhere. But I don't think at the time when we were like, oh my God, everybody needs to take an art break or everybody needs to go to a museum, that there was a science. And now there's this like wave of information about the benefits of taking art. So it's almost like, I don't know, we didn't start it, but we were part of that wave of transformation of the, this is what it means to be human. Make
Yeah.
art, create.
I'm gonna claim that we started the Take an Art Break movement. I think, I'm just gonna claim that right
I
there.
love
That
it. I love that. Right.
yeah, that we in our many conversations walking around museums and talking about art, we came up with a notion that everybody needs to take an art break, right? I remember I was like, take an art break, it's just like a coffee break, except it's art, and it's to the benefit of your mental, emotional well-being. We wanted everyone to implement art into their daily life, like eating right and exercising and things like that, because we knew that if the whole world, right, we imagined the whole world making time in their day to take an art break, like how amazing would the world be? Because the individual would be healthier, and so the world would be healthier. And that's why we started. And over the last 15 years, we have definitely seen, as you were saying, Lisa, the world change around their viewpoint of taking an art break and talking about the benefits of taking an art break, making art, looking at art, going on a walk through nature, because we define an art break as an intentional act of creativity. It can be anything. It can be baking. It could be work, woodworking. It could be looking for shapes and clouds. It can be anything that you intentionally do to sort of stop your daily routine. And through the last 15 years, we've constantly pushed our own sort of notion of interactive art and what it means to take an art break and trying to reach that whole audience, right? Because our audience is everyone, and that's a difficult audience to
Well,
reach, right?
I think to add to that, we've always challenged ourselves, how can we reach that person that's so fearful of taking an art break? I think with that, the edge that we've always wanted to do, that's why we did Art Break Day. We wanted to reach people that typically are like, no, I can't do that. You know what I mean? Like the no. We always have wanted to make the no into a yes, and that has been our challenge, right?
Yes, and I do think we've changed a few no's into a few yeses. But why are we still here? Why are we still doing this 15 years later? If, it seems as though that more people are accepting of art being to the benefit. I mean, we interviewed some, Your Brain on Art this year, and that is the science behind the benefit of art making and having art intertwined in your life,
And
right?
I
There's this.
also I know a doctor in the Bay Area, Dr. Alan Siegel. He's developed a nonprofit that they're prescribing art to patients. So I mean, wow, where are we from? It's just like,
Right.
wow.
A lot has changed in 15 years. So what do we, what is Artists Moving do now? What do we do now?
Good question. Well, it's about expansion and evolution. But I think we also want to talk about, like, we want to get real for people. You know what I mean? I think we, I told, I was talking to Lauren earlier, and I said, we birthed Artist Movie. We were the maiden and the mother, and now we're the crones. we're kind of the old wise women right now, and I think we want to share our experience, our wisdom with the world, with other people who want to do this, who have an idea, and they want it to become, they want it to become fruit to bear to transform the world. And I think right now our role in this collective is to be to share our wisdom. That's what I think. But also to share the real, like behind the scenes, pull back the curtain. It's all that, like, it's all like unicorns and rainbows and, things like that, right?
Yeah, no, I think there's a yeah, I like that. So so where is Artists Moving going now, right? What does our next year look like in my mind if I could try to predict the future for a minute? And I do, I see us going more towards the role of highlighting people who are doing
The work.
the work, who are doing the work in the world of making the world better through art in various ways, because there's lots of folks out there doing that, connecting those people together, because we have discovered that connection leads to conversation and collaboration, which leads to even better projects. We've done a couple of them ourselves, and we've connected some people in the past, and it feels so good to do that, to see what comes of that. So I see us doing more of that, the connection. And I see us, yes, being here, telling people what it takes to make something like this happen. And for example, Art is Moving is where we don't have a brick and mortar. We are a, I guess you would call it us a cyber-based, I don't know what to call us, art movement. We've existed online and in our own communities, and just connecting with people across the world through email, phone conversations, and everything like that, to have them take on the Take an Art Break movement and join, and then join Art Break Day, or facilitate an art show that has interactive art tables at it, or pass out free art packets, et cetera, et cetera. We've worked along with amazing people throughout this 15 years, and I think I see us going more in that direction, guiding people who don't know what it's like to do that, which means you're not going to get a grant, like, right, you might not get a grant the first time you try. You might not ever get a grant. And you have to ask yourself, are you willing to do this without that? And Lisa and I are willing to do that. When we ask ourselves, why are we still here? A lot of it is, I don't know. I don't know why I do this. I love hanging out with Lisa. I always feel good after our conversations. We come up with really cool stuff, and then we make it happen, and that feels good, especially when you see what happens to people who are involved. Have we ever been paid to do this? I think we got paid like once for one of our projects way back when. That's kind of hard sometimes to feel as though what you're doing is not monetarily valued.
Yeah, to add to that, there's two things that's come up. It's like to do this, as a nonprofit as we are, just two people not getting paid, you have to get really creative. And I think that is part of the zest in Artist Movie's relationship is that we have to put on our artist hat or creative hat and say, oh, how can we do this? How can we navigate? How can we make this happen? How can we give, 1,000 free art packets away? How? And it's almost like we have to get really, really creative. But then yes, on the like shadow side, it's like we became a source where we're like free. I mean, we started out as a free art movement. I always I have to remind myself, so free. And then so we're giving free art packets to people to pass out for free. And then we're like, well, how do you do that when you have no resources, like monetary resources? So it's like interesting. But then You know, and then so part of this is like, you know, it's like human nature to go, oh, I'm not getting paid. We don't have any money. How are we going to do this? Do you know what I mean? And we could, you know, throw our hands up in the arm, you know, whatever, like in the air and go, I quit. But for some reason, that has never entered the conversation. So for those people who are, you know, wanting to do a project, don't have resources, you know, how do you get creative? How do you have the motivation to continue? And for some reason, we together, I think, and for example, Lauren, I would never have continued this without you. There's something, a
Yeah.
collaboration with somebody that's like, you know, when I'm down, you're like, no. And when I'm, you're down,
Totally.
I'm like, no. It's almost like for some reason, you know, we rise up for each other. And so that's part of the recipe or the magic in art is moving, I think.
Yeah, and I think that it's the every year I've thought about this conversation we had with Catherine Johnston. She said during the sh every year, right? Because she has a similar vibe to Art Break Day, right? With the global project for Global Art Project for Peace. And she said, she's always like, she always is like, oh, I don't know if I can do another year. And then she gets an email from someone or a phone call or a postcard, and that reignites the fire that had almost burnt out. And that's what happens to me every year at Art Break Day, is it's a lot of work to facilitate it. I mean, we've turned it into a well-oiled machine because we're well practiced in it, but it still is time, energy, etc. But then I go and I watch what happens when people sit down and make art together. And I'm re-reminded that we need this in our life. We just it has to be there. It makes the world better. It really does. And so I can't stop myself from doing it. Part of it is my personality, you know what I mean? I'm like the type of person that's like, if I know I can do something that helps, I'm just gonna do it. I just can't not do it. I've almost had to learn how to like not overdo it in terms of my own self-care. But I don't know. I like to help. I like to make people happy. I mean, making people smile is an incredible feeling. It's an incredible feeling, you
I
know?
know, I agree with you. Art Break Day does that, and I think since 2008, I've seen more. There's art tables everywhere, art making tables, but it's usually for kids. And I think the cutting edge of Art Break Day is it's for all people. So you have adults sit down, and for some reason that is cutting. It shouldn't be cutting edge, but for me, like my last Art Break Day, it was like a micro of the macro. You know, the macro. It was like we had these people sit at the table for the whole time, like 4 hours,
Yeah.
connecting. Yeah, I mean, we had deep conversations. One guy was homeless. We always have a homeless person there, you know what I mean? But really unraveling their story. And it's just like, it's really amazing that, yes, you can go, oh my God, you know, today I made a difference in someone's life. I mean, it's really emotional. And I think that's the hook. I feel it's the hook.
It's a I so okay. So obviously we're still here. We're still going to be here. We're still going to be doing our thing. What kind of, because we're like transitioning away from, because I feel like the way we've operated for the past 15 years is you and I come together every January and we're like, oh my God, we should do this. We should do this. We should do
We
this.
always
And
like we have too many ideas, and then we have
Yeah, and we pare it down to one, and some projects stick, right? Like Art Break Day, we've done that since 2011. We've done some shorter projects, like Art Card and the Postcard Project and things like that. And I think in the last year, we've gone through this transition of realizing that we're at a point in our lives where we don't have the necessarily the time or the energy to put into facilitating the projects But we're at a stage now where we would like to connect with people who are sort of at the beginning stages of their projects, or who have an idea but just don't know what to do with it. And we have the experience of having that, of going through that and having an idea and then going through the step-by-step project of making it happen. And so maybe that's the new, the sort of transitioned role of artists moving, is that the way we're moving forward, the way we're pushing our own edge, is that now we're becoming the mentor instead of the mentee, right? I feel like you and I have been mentoring each other, right? Mm-hmm. It's not just a collaboration, but mm-hmm. it's more like bouncing off, right? That's the power of collaboration. And so mm-hmm. I think that's what we've slowly opened ourselves up to that. I think the mm-hmm. podcast has also done that, of mm-hmm. like collaborative conversation. Mm-hmm. And I see us moving in that direction, mm-hmm. As art is moving, opening more in terms of conversations, connections, and collaborations, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. to, you know, for taking our breaks.
I think we're in the harvest phase of our experience. So we've done a lot, you know what I mean? We've done a lot. I mean, Art Cart, Art Break Day, free art projects, Art in Your Pocket. We've done a lot. And yes, when we get together, we're like, oh my God, what can we do? And it's almost like we have to cap it. And that's kind of unpleasant at times. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to
really
do
hard.
Yeah, it's like, oh, what? You know, we can't do that. You know, we could do it, but we both, you have three children, you have a business, I have a business. So it's like, you know, the nonprofit is in our blood, but it's like, I think it's time to harvest. And in that harvest, we have the ability to elevate people to their best potential, to, you know, if they have an idea, and it's hard to do it on your own. And that's the beauty of our collaboration. It's like we can elevate people to do it, you know, because it's really easy to give up, right? It's really easy to go. I mean, it's too much. It's overwhelming. But, you know, I think we always talk about this. It's the ripple effect. Even like, you know, that one person at Art Break Day, you change their life. And they're going to go out and be like, oh, yeah. You know, and it's just the ripple effect. And it's like the micro and the macro. It's like this small, if you can just do it. And I think we can elevate people. That's where our role right now is, elevation of people through conversations, through mentorship, through coaching. You know, I think that's where we're at. It's just like, it's almost like the maturity of art school. Because I feel like this is just the reality. I feel we have, at least I do, like, oh, what? We're not going to do, you know, free art packets anymore. You know what I mean? Like, construct them, like 1,000, you know, on our own, like, you know, this this labor that we've done throughout this, you know. So I think we have to give ourselves permission to say, yes, we're here to elevate people. We're a resource, we're a connection, mm-hmm. we're a collaboration, but we don't need to do the physical, you know, except for our break day. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that it's, for me, the words that keep coming up for me is, now it's your turn.
Yeah.
You know, we have proven that it's possible that one individual can make a difference. Yeah. I also think that that has been a deeply rooted notion in our collaboration, is that mm-hmm. an individual can have an idea and can want to make the world a better place, make their community a better place. Mm-hmm. And it mm-hmm. does happen one person and one art break at a time. We mm-hmm. touched on that in our last conversation with the calling and the 6,000 Circle project. I think it's this notion that, and we want to support people who are interested in doing that. And so that's why we sort of have this open source Take an Art Break movement website, which is like, mm-hmm. this is how we did it. And you're welcome mm-hmm. to do it the same exact way, or you can reach out to us and ask us those questions you might have. Or if you just need a cheerleader, as someone to be like, you can do it, then that's what we're here for. We're here to back you up, or to hold your feet to the fire if that's what you need, or mm-hmm. to be The encourager, when you're not feeling valued because it's really hard to get a grant to do art for some reason. We can certainly dive into that this year. It feels good. I feel like I see this year being a really us pushing that edge for ourselves. I think it's going to be a little bit of a vulnerable year because we have to open up to talk about the personal reasons why we do this, even when it's, we're not being monetarily valued in a capitalist society. Right. You know what I mean? So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
Yeah, we're going to dive deep into that. We're going to pull back the curtain
yeah.
and just be real. And it's not, we're not complaining, but I think the bottom line is we're not in the system. We're not in that art grant system. We are not a capitalist organization. So it's like, how can you navigate it? How can you swim? And then, you know what I mean? And then, continue swimming through it and through all the challenges, the amazing ahas, the beauty and the transformation.
Well, I love that we've shown that you can do it. You can do it even if you don't fit the mold. And that it's okay to do something that you're passionate about. It doesn't have to pay your bills. You can have a passion that doesn't pay your bills, and you can make a positive contribution even if it doesn't pay you. You can volunteer for your passion and you will make a load of difference, positive difference in someone's life. And I would encourage more people to do that. Maybe that's what I want to do this year.
I love it. It flashed in my mind, that you can do it, the Rosie.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
You can do
yeah.
it. All right.
Yeah. We
Looking
can do it.
Forward
yeah.
To
let's do it.
2024, right?
All right. Welcome the new year.